First of all, we want to make sure that with giving Narcan, that they are actually overdosing on an opiate, right?
So Hope Not Heroin started off with a Juneau firefighter describing how he uses naloxone, sometimes called Narcan, in the field. It's an emergency drug that can save a person dying of an overdose. And it won't be just emergency responders administering it anymore. Since the legislature passed Senate Bill 23, some Alaska pharmacies could start carrying it as early as the summer. Family members or friends could have access to the drug. That's one of the reasons why 19-year-old Nichelle Williams says she wanted to be here. Naloxone saved her life.
I just came out of treatment from a heroin overdose, and so I came here to help support the bill and everything that's going on with the heroin stuff.
Williams is exactly who this event is for. Around the room, there's about 31 booths with information about addiction, recovery, even proper syringe disposal. But for such a heavy topic, the atmosphere is pretty light. There's folky music and a food truck serving pizza. Rick Hamby is sitting around a table with his wife and kids. He says they decided to come because they've known someone who struggled with opiate use.
I think that sooner or later, or one way or another, that it affects somebody, everybody here, affects our community. So this is a really good start to make everybody, you know, start thinking and start talking about it.
Lieutenant Chris Sell said it's not common that police departments organize an event like this. But over the past 6 months, they've tried to use other tactics to reduce heroin use. For decades, she says police across the country focused on the narcotic supply, the war on drugs.
And so now we're acknowledging that it's the demand that fuels this problem.
7 people died in heroin-related deaths in 2015. This year, there's been 1. And Sell thinks overall, 200 people in Juneau use heroin on a daily basis.
Doubling to about 400 during the summer when we get in highly paid seasonal workers like in the fishing industry, some of the tourist industries.
So for those struggling with addiction who want to get help, she says it can be difficult to navigate what treatment options are available. Unfortunately, in Juneau, the answer is not a lot. Mitzi Privet, the interim director at Rainforest Recovery Center, says typically they have some beds available for inpatient detox, but
recently we've been very full, and so if someone came in and needed help right away, it would be much harder to serve them. If we had some other options, we could say, you know, we're not available to help, but let us refer you to somebody who is.
Nichelle Williams from before was one of the people who was able to get in after her heroin overdose, but she thinks Juneau should have more treatment options. Recently, her friend OD'd, and she died before she could get help.
It was really hard, and she didn't have the option of treatment because when she went into the hospital, they were all like, oh, well, we can't help you. So that's how most people die in Juneau. If they want help and they try to get help, the hospital can't help them detox.
With her recovery, Williams says seeing the support, like today's event, has been huge. But there's still room for growth when it comes to educating people about addiction.
When people look at me and like call me a junkie or something, it makes me feel just degraded and like I'm a normal human being. It's just I have an issue.
So while Juneau waits for more addiction treatment, William says there's something else the community can do to help. Be positive and keep the conversation going. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.